You parked in the driveway of a house.
Yes.
Their house.
She trespassed on strangers' property.
I went to go get my car. There was someone parked behind me.
Now we get to the burglary.
Then invaded their home.
The keys were there. I took the keys, went out the front door, backed the Jeep out. I don't know, what do you do in a situation like that? I honestly don't know what to do. So I solved it.
I'm going to tell you how I'm going to solve it.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Jeanette Linder and her boyfriend John Bruno are suing Tamara Mooney for burglarizing their home. Tamara claims the incident was just a big misunderstanding.
Order. All rise.
Yes, case number 80 on the calendar, the matter of Linda Bruno versus Mooney.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat.
Miss Mooney, I'm going to start with you, because actually you can tell me from the beginning how it happened that you burglarized their home.
Well, I did not burglarize their home.
Yes, you did. It's exactly what you did. And I'll explain it to you if you don't understand what you did after you tell me exactly what it was that you did.
Well, I was on my way to work, and there was no parking on the street, and I parked in the house where I thought my friend Jamie lived.
You parked in the driveway of a house?
Yes.
That house turned out to be their house.
So it turns out.
Go ahead.
Then I went to work.
And how far is your work from their home?
About 3 businesses away.
Okay. Did you leave a note on your car?
No.
So there was no indication other than a strange car was parked in their driveway.
Except that I thought my friend Jamie lived there.
I don't care what you thought. What you thought is totally irrelevant. You went to work, leaving your car in their driveway. Keep going.
So I worked all day, and then when I got off work, I went to go get my car, and I saw that there was someone parked behind me, and I didn't know what was going on. And so then I noticed that they weren't home and went to go get some chips to wait for them to get home, if it was Jamie or whoever it was. And so then I sat on the front porch and waited and waited, ate the whole bag of chips. Nobody wants to eat a whole bag of chips, but it was
going.
A long time.
Keep going.
So then I went over to the neighbor and asked the neighbor, where's Jamie? When does Jamie get home? And they say, you know, I only see those people once a week. So then I thought, great, my car is parked in there for a whole week.
And?
So then I went and looked in the window and saw that Jamie didn't live there anymore and that people were halfway moved in. So then I went back on the porch and sat again, waiting, trying to figure out what to do. And then I thought, well, you know, I looked in the window and thought maybe the keys are in there.
Yeah, I
went through the back door, opened the back door.
Went into their house.
Went into their house. Keys
were
sitting on the counter.
Now we get to the burglary. Now we get to the burglary. You went into their house.
The keys were there. I took the keys, went out the front door, got into the Jeep, backed the Jeep out.
Wait just a second. You got their car keys. You moved their car. You took control of their car. Then you moved your car out.
Correct.
Then you put their car back in.
Correct.
Their driveway. And then what did you do?
Well, then I went back in the house, put the keys exactly where they were, make sure the car was locked, locked the back door, and locked the front door to make sure the house was secure because they had left it unsecure. And so I thought I was doing them a favor.
No, you were annoyed. You were annoyed is exactly what happened. You found the back door open, so you locked the front door from the inside so that nobody could get in. You locked the back door. This is what I'm getting from you. And then you left. Without leaving a note, without saying, I'm sorry for this inconvenience. This is my name. This is my phone number. Please call me. I will explain. I'm sorry that I invaded your house. Nothing. You took off.
I was in a hurry to get home to my daughter.
I don't care about your daughter, madam. I don't care about your daughter, your cats, your 2 dogs. You sat there and ate a whole bag of chips. Sat there and ate a whole bag of chips, wondered what to do. You went in, you took the time to lock the front door, you took the time to lock the back door, because you were annoyed. Were annoyed. I could tell that from looking at you, that you were annoyed, that you were wasting all your time sitting on the front porch when they blocked you in. When they blocked you in their house. And you didn't even bother to leave a note. Did you call the police?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I see the report? Were you just moving into this house?
We had moved in about 6 weeks prior to the event.
And you have two girls?
We do.
Two daughters. How old are they?
13 and 12.
Where had you gone that day?
We just went to run some errands and came back a couple of hours later.
When you came back, you found things out of order?
Nothing was out of order. We just had a strange car in our driveway that we didn't recognize.
And what did you do?
So we pulled in behind her car and
In your driveway?
In my driveway. And we went inside waiting for a knock on the door that never came.
How long did you wait inside?
Till nighttime.
I had to go to work, so we probably waited 2.5 hours. And when I pulled in behind, I said, if they want their car back, have them come knock on the door. Yeah, I was angry, but I said, you know what? Let's pull them behind them. I got to go to work in a couple hours. I'm sure they'll come back.
You didn't do anything nasty like let the air out of their tires?
I thought about it, but...
But you didn't do anything nasty?
No, huh?
And you didn't even call to have the car towed, which you could have done.
We discussed it, and she thought I was being too nice. I said, look, we're new to the neighborhood. Let's not do that.
Yeah.
Because you don't know.
You don't. Maybe it was an emergency. It wasn't an emergency. She was just in a hurry.
Although I did look at the car. I looked inside the car. I looked around, noticed the license plate, and on the back plate it said MD. I said, oh. Probably some arrogant doctor or something, you know?
Who has MD plates?
I do.
From where?
Well, it just says Curl MD because I'm a hairdresser and I specialize in curly hair. And my license plate is Curl MD, like Curl Doctor.
We thought it was a doctor. As a matter of fact, after everything happened later that night, we lived near several medical centers. We drove for hours through all the medical centers looking for this car.
Okay. And then you left. And what happened when you came home?
Well, I went to work. Didn't really think much more of it. I left Jeanette at home. Next thing I know, in the middle of my workday, I get a frantic phone call. The car is gone. Your car's been moved. What should I do? I said, okay. Call the police.
What did you do?
Well, I went for a walk. And I had been waiting and put off my exercise all day, waiting for the knock on the door that never came. And I finally left and went for a walk, came back, found my car moved and her car gone. And I called John and said, something happened. This doesn't make sense. He told me to call the police once I tried to unlock my front door and found myself locked out of my own home. He says, obviously somebody's been in the house. Do not enter it. Call the police.
You know if someone was still in the house?
Yeah, you don't know. So who broke down the front door?
The police tried to crowbar it open and did damage to my door frame.
Okay. When did you find out it was the defendant who was in the house?
About 3 weeks ago. It's been a mystery for a year.
3 weeks ago?
Yes, ma'am. It's been a mystery for a year until she walked into the business across the street from me and confessed the entire
crime. Just a second. Is this your witness?
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like you to stand up. Tell me your name.
My name is Cheryl Linder.
Tell me how you came in contact with the defendant.
Okay, on May 1st of this year, I was working. And I was standing at the front counter with my boss, and the defendant came in to have some clothes cleaned. And John and Jeanette, we live kind of adjacent to where you can look out the front windows and see the house. They had pulled up, and they were unloading their car, and Miss Mooney made a derogatory comment about them. She said that, I don't know about those people. I don't know that they're going to fit into the neighborhood. And because everybody that I worked with knew that was my family, I kind of tried to play it off with a joke. And I said, yeah.
How are they your family?
That's Jeanette is my sister.
I see.
Yes. And so everybody's just kind of looking at me like, what is she going to say? And so I just said, yeah, they seem kind of strange to me, too. You know, just playing it off, trying to get a laugh. And at that point, she looked at me and said, can you keep a secret? And I said, sure, having no clue she's going to, I mean, who breaks into someone's house and then brags about it? I had no clue what was coming. And she says, about a year ago, I broke into their house. That was where the words she used. And I had to move their car because they blocked me in. And when I moved my car, I moved their car back into the spot where I was because I wanted them to know I didn't just inch out around their car. I moved their car to send a message that I didn't appreciate them parking behind me. That's exactly what she said. And it infuriated me.
I can imagine. Now, did you report this conversation to the police?
Yes, ma'am, that day.
And what happened?
Well, the police wanted to get a statement from us. They wanted more information. And they suggested we file a civil suit for our losses and for punitive damages. And they said that they would follow up, too, and see if they could hit her with a felony.
Well, are they going to?
They're working on it, but they said they have a hard time getting the DA to accept these cases because they work with hardened criminals all the time. He said our best recourse would be in civil court.
Well, I would make sure you follow up.
I'm not going to give up.
I would follow up because there's a certain arrogance.
Yes.
Not only to what Miss Mooney did, but also the way she responded to what she did, that it was your fault because you blocked her car in your driveway, and that she thought it was amusing for people to have some stranger, not knowing who they were. I mean, it couldn't have been some kooky hairdresser. It could have been some serial rapist who broke into your house.
My two girls were terrorized.
You know,
they slept with the lights on for a year.
And she was running
across the street, the whole time across the street.
Doesn't bother to come over and say anything. Any time during that year and said, by the way, I'm sorry for what happened, you know, just in case you were worried. What?
On my defense, I thought every day about going to them and saying something, except I thought they were mean, and I was a little bit afraid to tell them because
I thought they were mean. How?
I didn't tow your car.
You thought they were mean? How?
Because they hemmed my car in so that I couldn't get out and left for a week. So I thought.
You can't think. Thinking requires a certain mechanism, madam, which, based upon what you're telling me today, you don't have. Let's think of all the things that you were mistaken about. You were mistaken about who lived in the house. You had the arrogance to park in a driveway that wasn't yours. You had the arrogance to enter someone's home that you knew was not yours or a friend of yours. You had the arrogance to take their keys to, in an unauthorized way, use their vehicle, which is a theft of the vehicle. I mean, I can't tell you how many felonies you committed, all because your gray matter's not all.
But I thought I was doing them a favor because they left their house unlocked and I didn't call the police. I mean, I didn't even, it didn't even occur to me.
Just a second.
What to
you
do?
You didn't call the police and have them what?
Get my car out. I don't know. What do you do in a situation like that? I honestly don't know what to do. So I solved it.
I'm going to tell you how I'm going to solve it.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today.
If I were you and a good parent, I would let it go. That's ridiculous.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jeanette Linder and her boyfriend John Bruno claim Tamara Mooney burglarized their home. Tamara denies the charge, claiming the incident was a big misunderstanding.
First of all, I really think that since she really doesn't get it, or if this is just an act, I don't know. But I really think that you have to pursue this, because I really think that she has to get more than a wrist slap here, which is what this is. And I really think somebody's got to get her thinking that what she did was wrong, because she still doesn't think she did anything wrong in your house.
It's
because I know, and Bird knows, that if he came home with his wife and kids when they were little, and there had been evidence that someone else was in the house, and you don't know who it is, you don't know what they've taken, you don't know where they sat, I would be very unnerved for a very long time not knowing who it is. And she doesn't get that.
Well,
she doesn't get that. And she could have solved it immediately by leaving you a note and saying, you know, guys, I'm really sorry that all this happened. You know, I was mistaken. I thought it was a friend's house. Here's my number. It wasn't some bad guy that was in your house.
Judgment
for the plaintiff in the amount of $5,000. You follow through.
Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I'm pleased, obviously, but I'm not surprised.
It was too easy to open the door.
Because this woman's sense of entitlement.
And the keys were, I thought maybe they left it there for me. I didn't know.
Lack of boundaries is appalling.
It was a little crazy.
It's shocking to me that somebody that crazy.
But I did not damage anything.
Even exists and admits what they did.
I didn't break anything.
And it scares me that she's running loose in my neighborhood.
I thought maybe they didn't even know.
When she doesn't even see the error of her ways.
I did it and I didn't think about it again.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter, Richards versus Brooker, step forward.
Anita Richards is suing the father of her son, Scott Brooker, for an unpaid loan to help him move.
Ms. Richards, you and Mr. Brooker have a child together, is that right?
That's correct.
How old is that child?
He'll be 17 tomorrow.
And who does he live with?
His father.
How long has he been living with his father?
Since 09, I believe.
And prior to that, were you living together or was he living with you?
No, he lived with me solely, full time.
Why did he go and live with his father?
It was ordered by the court.
I can't teach
him how to be a man. He can.
What?
I can't teach him how to be a man. His father can.
When he lived with you, did his father visit with him?
Yes.
Did he pay child support?
Absolutely.
Since he is living with his father, do you pay child support?
No, he has not asked for any.
You do not pay child support?
No, ma'am.
Why not?
I haven't worked since then.
How do you support yourself?
Currently, my family helps me out.
Is there any reason why you don't work?
No.
Okay. This is what the case is about. You say that Mr. Brooker owes you money because he wanted to move, remain in the same school district where his son was going to school. He needed some assistance with the first lesson security on a new apartment. He called you. You gave him that money. He only paid you back partially when he got the security back from his old apartment.
Correct.
He paid you back. You say he still owes you $800.
That's
correct. Says there was never an agreement to pay you back, and you haven't paid child support in 4 years. That's what the case is about.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Just because I don't have a job, does that mean I don't do anything?
You don't do anything to earn money to support your responsibility.
I worked from 16 to 42. I took care of my special needs child by myself while he beat him and went to jail for it.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Anita Richards says the father of her son, Scott Booker, owes for a loan to help him move. Scott claims Anita doesn't pay child support, so he owes nothing.
Now, where did you get the $800 to give him if you're not working?
My brother.
You got it from your brother?
Yes, ma'am. And he did send me a text to set up a payment plan to repay the money, and if he didn't owe it to me, why would he be repaying it?
Oh, I'd like to see the text.
I got a new phone, so I forwarded it to an email, but that's from... Yes, ma'am.
When did you take the money from her, sir?
I believe it was in September.
September of what year?
2011, just last year.
Well, why in the world would he send you an email a week ago?
Because he didn't want to come to court. He wanted to set up a payment plan in lieu of coming to small claims court once he was getting filed.
You can give that back to him. I'm still curious as to why you don't pay child support. Why doesn't she pay child support, Mr. Brooker?
Basically, she's been unemployed and didn't have any money to support her son, our son, so I...
And he's never asked for any.
Doesn't have to ask for any, Miss Richards. Why should you have to ask somebody to pay support for a child that you created? You don't have to ask anybody. You're supposed to support them. That's what two parents do. Two parents are supposed to support their children.
Yeah.
Not just the fathers. Fathers and mothers, especially when a father has custody of a child and the mother's doing nothing.
Well, that's not correct, ma'am, but...
What's not correct? You told me that. I'm just repeating what you told me.
I don't do nothing. Just because I don't have a job, does that mean I don't do anything?
Well, you don't do anything to earn money to support your responsibility.
I worked from 16 to 42. I took care of my special needs child by myself for most purposes while he beat him and went to jail for it.
But let me tell you this. All I can tell you is what I know about this case so far is that the child has been living with his father, according to you, for 4 years since he's 13 years old. And during that time, you've not paid support for him. Now, when he ran into a little bit of financial difficulty and needed you to help him out a little bit and asked you to help him because he had to move with the boy, and you said, fine, you gave him $2,000,
$2,200.
Listen to me carefully.
It was not a gift. It was a loan.
Listen to me carefully. When you haven't supported your child, contributed to his welfare for 4 years, and his father needed a little assistance,
he put a restraining order out on me.
I'm speaking. Don't speak when I'm speaking.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by. Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
You gave him money that you managed to get from family.
I borrowed.
With no means of repaying them.
I was supposed to repay him when he paid me back.
I'm still speaking. And then he pays you back the majority of it because he said he would as soon as he got the security back from his first apartment, leaving a balance of $800. And I'm just telling you, Miss Richards, if I were you and a good parent, let it go. Well, I would have let it go. I would have said to myself, you know, I'm really good. If in 4 years I had given him $25 a month, it would have eaten up all that money, so I'm not going to do that. Our case is dismissed. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Step out. Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
She reached in the car, grabbed my hair, told me to get out of the car.
You pled guilty to getting out of your car and pulling her hair.
Well, look at her hair. How would you not pull a head like that?
Judge Judy.
I would like to say that this is the only time we've had some drama in a courthouse, but it's not. You know, that's just my whole thing, is just try to stay out all the drama and provide for my kids and have a good life and not go through all this.